And welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, December the 7th, 2019. It is Season 13, Episode 43, and I'm Scott.
And I'm OJ.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is coming out of number one. Yeah. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. Check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at In-Game Chat. You can find us on Facebook, same place. You can email us, everyone, at ingamechat.net. And we are streaming right now on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv, type in In-Game Chat. You'll be able to find us. Go to our website, click on the link there. It's just the easiest thing to do. Go to our website, click on the link. You'll be watching us in no time, if that's what you want to do. There is only two of us here today. It is just me. It is just RJ. Matt is not able to make it. Nate will not be able to make it. Not only this week, but I think he said for the next two?
Yeah, he's got some things he has to host.
Yeah, so he's not going to be here.
He's going to be real busy.
Yeah. So, yeah, for the remainder of the year, and you're not going to be here next week.
No, I won't be here next week.
Yeah, you won't be here next week, so. The herd is thinning as we get to the end of the year. But yeah, it's fine. Anyway, but I appreciate everybody joining us here. And thank you for the time off away from here. And we are back to talk about any kind of things that went on over the holiday weekend. Did we do some Black Friday shopping? Did we have a good Thanksgiving? Did we play any games is what we really want to know. And then what happened in between that with news and things, which not really. Not too much that I'm looking here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really see too much that we missed. Got the Game Awards coming up in a few days.
Oh.
That is on the 12th, yeah, which is this coming Thursday. We'll have the Game Awards. So,
categories did last time. Didn't
we did, yeah. And I don't really want to put too much. I don't put too much emphasis or faith into the I don't. It's curious when you got some good stuff up there, but I don't know that I've played anything that is nominated, mm-hmm, this year like I had last year. Although last year God of War was nominated, but at that point in time I had not picked up the game or played the game.
It was like sometimes those some of those titles you mentioned is like, man, I never heard of that, and I was like going to the internet looking for it because,
mm-hmm,
something I've never heard of.
Yeah,
but it's nominated, so.
That, yeah, and so, I mean, they'll do that. I'm basically, I mean, I think I'm there for what everybody else is there for, and it's like a middle of the mid-year E3 type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So here's game reveals, here's new things, here's stuff. So that's kind of why you tune in. It is in a sense very Super Bowl-esque in that, hey, I'm not going to watch the commercials, I'll just get them later on YouTube.
Yeah,
I'll just go and watch them online,
yeah,
which is fine. That way you don't even have to watch the show.
Yeah, some
if you don't
compilation
do
like a couple of maybe a couple, yeah, of hours afterwards. After.
The difference is being that if enough people decided to do that, then the revenue wouldn't be coming in. Yeah, I've got them on hold.
Yeah.
The revenue wouldn't be coming in. They wouldn't be able to do this every year, that sort of thing. So,
mm-hmm,
yeah. Yeah, so we got the that stuff's coming up. State of Play is coming up on the 10th. We might get some new information about games we didn't know, or at least something that says, you know, what we might get from the Sony State of Play will be teasers that say, watch the Game Awards on the 12th for the full trailer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Might get stuff like that to drop for us. Let's go ahead and go to the phones. We don't have anybody screening the phones, so I have no idea who this is, but we'll find out. You're on in-game chat. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
You know.
Getting that call in early this week.
Yeah, I was speaking of Black Friday, I got one of the VR headsets with the full motion controls and everything for, you know, $250. Of course, I missed it at the store, so I decided to get it through Amazon while I had the supplies, and I ordered it Thursday night and got it Sunday, and I played one of the little mining, I think the cave digger game, and of course I had to order Skyrim VR, and I just got done playing through the beginning of Skyrim, and oh Lord have mercy, I freaking love it.
Is it so? Did you get a PlayStation VR or some
yeah,
other?
I got the PlayStation.
Oh, the PSVR. Okay, yeah. Cool. I wasn't sure which one, because I know there is an affordable option if you want to go PC VR, but I can't remember what it's called or how affordable it is. You know, affordable is, let's say a cheaper option. Let's not say affordable option. That's subjective. But let's just say it's a cheaper option. But I don't know what the price is on it. So, but yeah, I'm glad you picked that up. And your first step into VR, huh?
Yep.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, and surprisingly, it doesn't make me dizzy and all, and it kind of makes me feel a little weird after I take the helmet off. But you know, in the different game world,
yeah,
I feel natural. It feels fine to me.
Yeah, how long did you spend in your first session?
Probably 30-40 minutes at a time, and then. But yeah. I've been spending the last couple hours going through Skyrim and you know getting used to the controls. And I've always loved making a bow and arrow character. In the regular game, you know, before the VR version was implemented, you know, made. And I thought, yeah, that's just perfect. My room doesn't have that much room to move around and flail my arms around. And so, yeah, the bow and arrow is just perfect. I wanted to stick with that since I've always liked that. And, yeah, I'm loving it.
Yeah, definitely because I've heard about the amount of time it takes for, you know, dizziness and things to start setting in. So it was like an hour. Then take a little break and then come back in right afterwards. But you said you spent a couple hours in there. You were fine afterwards, just getting used to it over time.
Yeah, the only complaint I have is just the pain on, you know, from the helmet on my forehead. I may have to put some extra padding, you know, in between the helmet and you know when you tighten it up, you know, so it won't feel so painful. But and I just want to make sure it's secure and it doesn't want to slide around on my head. But other than that, you know, yeah, I'm perfectly okay with it.
Okay, cool.
Nice. Well, good. Glad you stepped into the world of VR. Keep us up to date on the games you play with it and, you know, just your overall enjoyment. I know that I spent some time in, I don't know if it was PSVR, if it was in my other Oculus or whatever it is I had. I know I spent a good bit of it. This is early on when I had it. I spent over an hour or so in it. And I was fine inside of it. I did have to take it off because of the strain on my eyes. There is a strain on my eyes. The screen that close, I would have a strain on my eyes. And, you know, you just have to take the headset off, rub your eyes a little bit, you know, kind of come out of it.
Yeah.
But there was a strain. I don't think there's any... I mean, unless they tweak the technology and they're more than capable of doing that later on.
Mm-hmm.
But... I don't see VR as becoming any sort of
mainstream.
I want to say mainstream, but that's kind of what I want to say, but yeah. I don't necessarily mean mainstream. I don't think VR was ever destined to become mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we've talked about this so many times that they need to continue to drop the price, continue to get rid of the wires when they can.
Yeah.
Put it on something that's on par with an accessory of you know, buying an overly large peripheral type thing, you know, like the light gun or the super scope or whatever it was, you know,
rumble pack, just something you can stick in and go
just
from there. But, yeah.
Something, just yeah, get it down to get it consumer friendly, get it marketing friendly. Can't be marketing friendly without the price being without it being consumer friendly.
If you could just make it convenient, but it sounds like. Like Chris was saying, the wires, the placement, having to have a whole lot of space, all the things you got to hook up.
Make it so you don't have to set up a bunch of stuff to make it happen, which I know you don't really with the PSVR, but there is a lot of connections that have to go through.
Wires everywhere.
Connecting your PlayStation up to this box that then connects to the VR and also the TV and stuff. So there's aspects of it that kind of need to come into focus, at least for consumers, to jump on board this. I think there's a lot of consumers who want to, but they look at it and say, price is still too high.
Yeah.
Technology still isn't there. Although I think the technology actually is there.
It's coming. It's that area that get that area between functionality and streamlining to get it right, get that sweet spot, and you can start start selling it right there.
Damn. Well, Chris, thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, and so happened when I got in Sunday, I went to and talked with my buddy at the Retro Game Planet, Tim, the manager, and you know wanted to bring it in and open it up and see if I could use it with the camera. You know where I had it sitting behind me in the game room. And the projector and all was way in front of me, and I'm thinking, this cable for the camera that you had to plug into the back of it's probably not going to be long enough. So, sure enough, I found out I was going to have to move it to the front stereo, the old tube stereo, and he happened to find a 40-foot 4K HDMI cable, and it just worked out perfectly. Well, now I have the cable to run back to the connections behind me and everything, so it all worked out in the end.
Well, good. Glad it did. Yeah. Glad it did, man. Make it to where it works for you rather than you got to work for it, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, keep us updated on your progress with it and your enjoyment of it.
Yeah, I got a bunch of the games for it used at GameStop, but Skyrim was the big first full AAA title.
That wasn't available when I was doing the PSVR. Skyrim VR had not become available. I mean, I can still check it out. I've still got my VR stuff. I just don't have any of it hooked up. The thought of going through that process again... And letting it, the thought here, and you know, this again goes to my point.
Yeah.
The thought of going through hooking all that stuff up.
Yeah.
For me, a minimal amount of game time to where then it just sits there. Because the PlayStation 4 is still active. I mean, I can still play games on it without using the VR headset.
Right.
But all the wires and all the hookups and everything else is just sitting there.
Yeah.
And
tripping hazard.
I never go back to it. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, that's what I like about mine, that I was able to put the control box right next to the PlayStation since that old stereo has a wide footprint, you know, from the 60s or 70s. So all I got to undo is unplug the headset from the front of it whenever I'm not using it. I make me a little wooden stand that I attach to the back of a wooden shelf that I have games on and all. So I made a little platform for it and got one of those the charger cradles that holds the VR headset and charges the controllers and all this and the wands and all. So I made it where it's nice and easy where I can just unplug it and plug it when I'm not using it.
The easiest possible, because you said you had to get a 40-foot HDMI cable?
Yeah, my buddy happened to find one for like $4 at a flea market and happened to show it to me, and he didn't know how long it was when we found out it was, you know, 40 feet long, and it came in just perfect for the length that I needed to run it to the front where the stereo is. So.
Yeah, I mean, I've had to buy HDMI cables before. I never thought they came that long before. But lucky you found that, though.
It was a good 30 or 40 feet long. I mean, it was pretty long, darn long cable, but what he got it for was perfect. So it worked out in the end.
All right, man.
Good deal.
Well, take care, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, y'all have a good afternoon.
Later. See you now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, we'll talk about... We'll talk about I don't know what we did on our winter vacation, whatever. I forgot to do this. I have to remember to do this. There.
Dang, I didn't even remind you. Goodness.
I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
I totally forgot.
We're slipping.
But I need that for when I edit the video. So, what I played over my time off thing is just going to go real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I say that all the time, but then I go into depth about what I did. But honestly, it's not going to vary. You know what I did. If you know what I did the past weeks we've been on, because that's what I tell you I did, then you know exactly what I did when I was off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know exactly. Lethal Migraine's going to love it in the chat room there. He is going to be overjoyed. Did you go out of town or did you stay in town?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I was in town.
You were in town?
I was in town. One thing.
Yeah. I was out of town for a hot minute and then back in town. So, trying to see what we've got time to talk about in 10 minutes. Trying to think.
Well, do what we played.
Yeah, I was going to. I just don't think 10 minutes can cover it. I'll save that for the next section.
Okay.
I will say one of the games that I do enjoy playing, in fact, I brought my iPad to play it because I was going to be stuck up here for a long time today, mm-hmm. never actually cracked the thing open.
Isn't that how it always goes?
I know, right?
You plan to play it. That's why my backlog is as big as it is. I plan to play it, and then 4 months later, yeah. you're still sitting in the
I brought my app. Switch. I was going to mess around with it while I was up here, and I never did. I brought my iPad so I could go download the new game, and I never did that.
Mm-hmm. Detroit Beyond Human is still sitting on the shelf.
Yeah. It was a game that I backed through Kickstarter years and years and years ago called House of Da Vinci. It was very puzzle-solvy, very roomish, mm-hmm. like The Room.
Yeah.
And it released, and of course I played it, and I talked about playing it, that sort of thing. Well, got an email from them over the holidays there, and it said, hey, House of Da Vinci 2 is finished. It's coming out December 5th. What? So your sequel's good? Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. So I was going to go and buy the sequel, which it's $5 on the App Store. It's a little much. I don't like $5, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I really enjoyed the first one, so I feel like if I go to Kickstarter and tell you how much I backed it for, it's going to probably be more than $5. Mm. It may have been $5. So, I mean, if I spent $5 on the first one, I can spend $5 on the second one.
Sure wasn't double digits?
No, 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 no. Let me go to Kickstarter real quick, and I can tell you.
Speaking of surprise releases, I didn't notice that all four Five Nights at Freddy's showed up on the PlayStation Store.
Yeah?
Yeah. That and another title I saw on Steam, Simulacra. The prices I didn't agree with because Simulacra I saw as low as like $3 or $4 at one time during the Steam sale. But I think they were selling it on sale for like around the $10 to $11 mark. I think the default price was like $12.50.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
So I found the price. I backed it at, I guess, probably the lowest tier where it actually gets you the game.
Right.
And they're based, I don't know where they're based out of, Blue Brain Games. They're based out of London, the UK.
Okay.
So conversion, I paid them $5.18.
Okay.
That tier got me the iOS edition of House of Da Vinci, mm-hmm. 6 exclusive digital wallpapers, and an original soundtrack.
Okay. Now
an inclusion in the in-game credits.
Okay. Now 518, any specific reason for that number?
It's just the conversion. They were selling it for £4.
Oh, okay. Oh, that conversion.
Or for whatever the symbol is. And the conversion was $5.18.
Mm.
So.
Okay.
And so, yeah. Well, see, that kind of changes my thinking on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Looking at a $4.99 price tag, that kind of makes me think, well, that's a little high. Well, yeah, but you almost paid $6 for the other one. Why not just, you know, you can pay $5 for this one.
But compared to some of the Steam games, you got $5 on for a Steam game. You've done that before, haven't you?
I want to say it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time. So, and it's not because I don't do it now because it's $5 and I have a an apprehension of spending $5. I think about it and I'm like, well, if that's as low as it's going to go, then that's where mm-hmm. it's going to sit. I will always be able to pick that up for $5 on a sale. I don't need it now if I'm not going to play it.
Right.
It's kind of how I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So. In other words, in this right here, the House of Da Vinci 2, unless I have another incident that is going to be keeping me stuck at a place mm-hmm. that I know ahead of time is going to happen, then that's another chance for me to purchase the thing. But if you look at it now, the first time I went and looked at it, I think the first time I looked it up here today was just about 3:00.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking, okay, I got an hour. I can probably dip some of this. And I looked at the price. I'm like, $5. Yeah, I don't know. But it was just now when I realized, well, how much did I spend on the first one? So so now it saved me $5, you know, today. But we'll see what happens the next time that happens, that I'm going to be stuck in a place. We'll see. That I know I'm going to. And I have stupid justifications for spending money. I really do. Especially when you saw my Facebook post of what I spent a good bit of money on.
Yeah.
I have stupid justifications for spending money.
Yeah, that's going to take away some time from your gaming time.
Look at that. And then I'm like, that app, $5, that's a little high.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I did. So, anyway. Yeah.
Triple digits.
Yeah. Well, no. Yes and no. Yeah.
Well.
I bought a Lego Batmobile. Okay.
A big one.
Based on, it's an exclusive, or say exclusive, it's a whatever, limited edition thing. But it's based on the 1989 film version, Batmobile, Tim Burton's, Burton's Mobile. And it is a hoss. It is huge.
Yeah, the picture he put
it
up
was bigger than what I expected. When it came in the mail, and I opened it up, and I was like, oh, that's a lot bigger than what I expected it to be. Yeah. I mean, it is a lot bigger than what I expected it to be.
Yeah, your scale size was the game case, right?
Yeah, another Lego game. Yeah, yeah, game case for Lego.
Folks, if I'm trying to describe it right, layout 6 PlayStation 4 cases, 2x3, and that's pretty much the size of what this big box is that he's got. Huge.
Yeah, it's rather large. So, I have a stupid justification for spending money. Horrible.
Let me get the
horrible, horrible, horrible.
Let me get a picture right and put it in the chat so everyone can see what that.
Are you getting it from the site? From Lego's site, or did you just pull it off my Facebook page?
I'm just pulling it from here. I'll let you see it before I put it up there. But I think this
I don't care. You're fine.
Okay.
Throw it up there.
All right. What's the other picture you put on Facebook? I'll put it up there.
Let's see. I'm going back to that page.
Mm-hmm.
Not to my Facebook. I'm going back to the Lego store to see it.
Mm-hmm.
1989 Batmobile. And it's not... Oh, your cookie settings. Yes, except the cookies. There it is. Oh, yeah. They're still available. What? You get a free gingerbread house now? Man. A free mini gingerbread house. With purchase of $99 or more. Man. I got a Batmobile. I got a smaller version of the Batmobile. And a Christmas tree. A Lego Christmas tree to put together.
Hmm.
That's what they were getting. That's what they were giving away. So. Now it's a gingerbread house. Man. Get all the Christmas stuff. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will talk about what we played. And, you know, just what's been going on. Today, for the music, I was surprised that I hadn't done this already. But I picked up... It's Keaton Mobile.
3,300 pieces.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Goodness.
A lot. It rivals my other big Lego set that I got, which was the Saturn V rocket.
Mm-hmm.
That one is 1,600 or 1,969 pieces.
Mm.
Well, they did it for the because it was commemorating the moon landing.
Yeah,
and so they made sure it had 1,969 pieces. 1,969.
Nice. Nice.
So
okay.
That was the. There is no connection between the pieces of the Batmobile and any other thing that I can tell.
Yeah.
So, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will have more to talk about. All the music that we're using today comes from Halo. Halo Master Chief Collection, finally released on Steam. It started with Halo Reach. They're kind of going in chronological order of timeline, not of release. So, they're starting with Halo Reach, which would be the very first Halo story done in video games. Not counting the Halo Wars series, but... we're going to... I just grabbed tracks from different Halo games. And oddly enough, even without using the Halo Wars, there are 7 to come from. There are 5 with numbers and 2 that are subtitles, I think. There's Halo Anniversary or Halo Combat. There's Halo Combat Evolved. That's like Halo 1. Yeah, that's right. There's Halo that's one. That's the first one.
Right.
Halo 2, 3, 4, 5.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 5 of those that are numbered. The 2 others are Halo 3 ODST,
mm-hmm.
and then Halo The Fall of Reach, or Halo Reach.
Halo Reach, yeah.
Yeah. So, there you go, exactly 7, which is exactly how many I need. This first one comes from Halo 5 Guardians, which I have not played. This is called The Trials. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. We'll be right back. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. The very first thing you heard when you played Halo was this track right here. The very first. We were in, you know, Microsoft was just like, here's our new console. Wow, Microsoft's making a console, making a video game machine. Mm-hmm. And those have been following, they, you know, were expecting Halo to be released on PC, but of course that didn't happen because Microsoft bought them. You know, and said, you know, you're going to be our launch title. You're going to be the title that is going to go on our new system. Mm. Worked out well for them. So, yeah, we're going to hear Halo tracks all throughout the show today. As far as what we've been playing and what we've been doing, I mean, I'll let you go first, man, because you know mine's just one thing.
Well, I'm not going to have much difference from you. I mean, I'm still grinding in a Code Vein. I'm on the brink of hitting level 300 with my main character. And I've, if nothing has changed, that's still the limit. I'm about to find out. I'm at level 296 now, and it's taken me about 830,000 units of haze to go up a level. And it's going to go up each increment up each and every time. So
right,
right now, I'm probably going to have to need about 4 to 5 million units of haze to make sure I get there and get some other stuff as well that I wanted to pick up. So it's going to be a lot of grinding through there. And I've got two other characters to play with as well, so I've got to work on those two when I'm done with my main. Other than that, the second season of Soul Calibur 6 has come out, and I've spent a little time with that. So the new characters, Hilda's yeah. came out, and I'm and the ring out specialist herself from Soul Calibur 5, mm-hmm. The girl with the spear and short sword. As her weapons of choice. From what I gathered in the first part, she's still a headache. She's still a headache, being outranged by her all the time. See, because my main character is Siegfried in that game, long sword that he uses. But not a lot of people can outrange him, very, very few, and Hilda's one of them. So the game for me is like trying to get in close to negate her range, but then again, my specialty is from long range anyway, so I got to get in short range, which isn't my forte, but I got to figure something out because that's what I want to use against her anyway.
Yeah.
Other than that, a little bit of Street Fighter V, getting ready for the update that's coming out, the Champion Edition in February. They got the pre-order special going on now, so I'll spend a little time playing in that, getting used to some things, seeing what's new, seeing what's old, things like that. And that's pretty much it. That's all I've been playing this week.
Yeah, for me, it's been Destiny. Season 8, I think? Yeah.
8?
Season 8's coming to a close on Tuesday. We'll move into Season 9 beginning Tuesday. Season 8 will be over with. Tuesday at reset. So I've been trying to get... this is what I spent my vacation doing, mm-hmm. was... I really never intended to do it, but I did. There were certain aspects that were going to go away after Season 8. There were things that you could only do during Season 8. Mm-hmm. And there was a title that went along with that.
Mm-hmm.
Titles come from seals. Seals, within seals, there are a number of different things you need to do.
Yeah.
You know? If you get all of these things done, you get the seal, which comes with the title.
Yeah.
And that seal and that title is going away after Season 8, which seems to be the new thing, because I imagine whatever comes in with Season 9 will probably have the same aspect. Mm-hmm. Whenever it goes away, so does the title, so does the seal.
So only available this season.
Only available this season.
Get it now, yeah. That's recent, isn't it? Like... something's hanging around from seasons 1 through 7.
Yeah, a lot of stuff just sticks around. Yeah, yeah,
sticks around. But this time it's like only during this season.
Yeah, it was only this time. Yeah, a lot of stuff stuck around in previous seasons, but this one was the first time we had stuff that it was not really the first. The Moments of Triumph seal,
right?
That was during. It was only around for a few weeks. It asked you to do a bunch of stuff, not too grindy, not too hard to do, but something that was easily obtainable if you did it during the season of whatever it was. I can't remember. It was the thing that was closing out the summer, I guess, before the next expansion thing, whatever, hit.
Yeah.
So that's they tried it with that, and a lot of people got it because, again, it was something that was easy to do. Did you do a raid? Yes. Did you do all the raids that have been out since then? Yeah, okay, fine. You've got this. Have you done this strike, or have you done this, or have you whatever? It didn't matter. There was there was a bunch of stuff. Easy to obtain, and I say easy, but you know what I'm saying. It was not get 2,500 kills with this one weapon while wearing this one piece of armor type thing. It was just easy, specific things.
Yeah.
So they tweaked that. There was a lot of people who got that, though, so a lot of people didn't notice that it actually went away when that was over with. Because once you, if you obtain it, it stays with you. It's there. So it looks like it never left. But if you never did, it actually went away.
Yeah.
So
some lost opportunity.
Yeah. So, but this was a big one, man. This was an entire season, had a lot of stuff that, like, into it that you had to do. And I guess a couple of weekends ago, probably after the show we did, I went and I looked to see, like, what else do I have? Mm-hmm. You know, what do I need to do? A lot of it was halfway to almost completed just from regular playing for me. And so I set out to try and make it happen. I didn't know that I really didn't think I was going to do something like that, but I did. And I finished it up last weekend. Last Sunday, I finished everything that I needed to do, got the seal, got the title with it. And I don't necessarily ever want to grind like that again. I don't ever want to do that again. That was horrible. And understand when I say grinding, what that means is there were three weapons that were available. They will still be available, by the way, come next season. But you won't. I don't know if your progress will reset or what. I don't know how it works. But there are three weapons that were available during the season. You had to have them in order to get the title as well.
Yeah.
And a lot of those were done specifically through just regular playing. With the exception of one of them that required one weapon to be used to get so many kills, plus multi-kill medals in... It was all Crucible-related. It was the Crucible weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And... It was a rough go. This next season, they've already said that they're going to have stuff in there like that. A weapon for Crucible, a weapon for just regular playing, and a weapon for the Gambit mode that they've got.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fine with that. That's okay. I think this time, though, in order to not hit that brick wall at the end of like, oh, God, I've got so much I need to do. Now let's sit here and do it. I'm going to take a look at things and say, you know what? Let me put some time in with this. I'm just going to pace myself.
Yeah.
Rather than try and get it all done at the end of the thing.
Yeah, well, yeah, sometimes like that, I'm looking at things like that, and I see the grinds, what they want you to do, and I look at them like, what's the reward at the end?
Yeah.
And I want to see if it's worth going for, really.
My reward was just getting something that was going to go away, having something that was likely to go away, or we didn't know how it was going to work. They didn't give us any... they didn't give us any kind of indication until just this past week. Mm-hmm. As to how that's going to work. There is, within that seal, there were a lot of things that specifically said under them, only available during Season 8. Only available during Season 8.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm going to knock those out first, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the weapons would still be there, you know? I thought, yeah, okay, if I can get all this stuff done that says it's only available during Season 8, if I can knock those out, then the weapons, I can just continue to grind those over time and eventually get it. There was some other Vanguard stuff where you had to, in a strike, get so many solar kills, so many arc kills, so many void kills, things like just go through a bunch of stuff. And I thought, oh, that's fine. Again, I've done the stuff that says it's going away at the end of Season 8, so I should be good. But just to be safe, I'm going to go ahead and knock everything out, which is what I did.
Yeah.
Because they told us this week that, no, all that stuff's going away.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you did the stuff that said it will be leaving at the end, or that it's only available during season 8. Everything in that seal, it is going away. You will not be able to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said, the weapons would be there, but now they won't, because that seal's going away, they won't count for your progress in the seal. It's going away, mm-hmm. unless you have it. So I don't know.
So you just want to complete.
Something came there. Over me, and I did it, man. Yeah, I went through it, and I did it, and now I'm helping other people to do it.
Yeah,
you know, in our clan. So
yeah, like I said, that's the thing, man. I got to look at the rewards and see if it's worth going for. I'll do it. If not, man,
I will tell you that crucible weapon, that crucible scout rifle, is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Randy's throwing knife is what it's called, and that thing is fantastic.
What's the range on it?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up. It's not necessarily the range, but it hits like a brick. I have been more successful. You're familiar with the Gambit style, right? The Gambit game,
mm-hmm.
where your team's in an instance fighting the enemies. Another team is in another instance fighting enemies. You guys are racing to kill to spawn your boss and then kill your boss before the other ones.
Right.
And there's moments where you get to invade the other team. They get to invade you and hinder you doing that by shooting mm-hmm. you and killing you. Anytime we got invaded or I invaded, I did the best I had ever done with that scout rifle. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. I was, oh, God. It feels good to shoot. It's just really, really good.
Mm.
You can look up the stats online for it. You'll probably think it doesn't have the range. I really don't know what the stats are.
Is it random or whatever?
No, they're not random. They're set because you get a masterworked version when it drops for you. I think a masterworked version. I don't know.
Is it anything similar to Nameless Midnight before they nerfed it?
I don't know. You would know better than I would, because I know you spent a lot more time with that weapon than I did.
The first time I got the thing, it was it had an explosive payload.
Yeah.
So the range wasn't that nice, but when it hit, it had that explosive payload, and it did a lot of critical damage. Then the second variation came out, and the explosive payload was gone.
Hmm.
So, but fortunately, with that thing where you could remake any weapon that you picked up earlier, I was mm-hmm. able to remake the Nameless Midnight with the explosive payload from previously. But Song of Justice is what I was using now, and it was just the range on it. And then I messed around and got a masterwork that increased the range of it. So it was basically a fast-firing sniper rifle at that point. But the way you describe it, I don't know if this thing is going to get nerfed or not.
I don't think it'll get nerfed, because it's a grind to get it. I mean, you've got to earn that.
It depends on how other people use it.
It does. But it was fantastic. I just enjoyed it. I really haven't taken it into PvP or PvE other than the Gambit situation.
No, I'm seeing the look of it. Looks like a Nameless Midnight with a silencer on the end.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. The usual design choice. The designs they make. Yeah, it's just a. Let's see if we can remake this thing. It's kind of like the ones with the Iron Banner. It's just a same weapon, just a different skin on it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Enjoyed it very much. Did not enjoy the grind to get it, but I enjoy the weapon now that I have it. What was the other thing?
Okay, let's see.
Run the raid. I did all the different challenges that popped up on the raid.
Wait a minute, I don't know.
Yeah, basically now I'm just kind of sitting back waiting for the new season to come around. I'll play some more and work on some more things, but it's just basically waiting for the new season to hit. So, and really, that's what I did. That's what I did with my thing. They're talking about Google Stadia in there.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I was just looking at the stats on this thing. I don't know. Impact 45, range 31? This is a scout rifle, right?
It's a scout, yeah.
And you don't recall how much range this thing had.
No. I mean, it should be the same as whatever you're seeing. But, and I'm sure there are others that have better range.
I'm kind of sorry. This looks like a short range for a scout rifle. Look, I haven't used the thing yet. Maybe someone in the chat room knows about it more than I do. But I'm looking at the stats of this thing that I've looked up, and it's like, range is very short for a scout rifle. I mean, shorter than the Nameless Midnight, it looks like. Or else I'm looking at something wrong, but you've played with. You say it's an excellent weapon, right?
I loved it, man. Okay. Did I love it?
Yeah. I'll take your word for it on that one, because I don't know what the proper stat. Maybe I'm not looking at the right stats here.
It's a rapid fire scout rifle.
Is that the same rate of fire as a handgun?
If you're looking at stats here, it would tell you.
Rate of fire and everything.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure.
Okay, no, that's a Forbes article. I don't need that.
What?
Yeah, there's a Forbes article about the...
No, I'm sorry. I found a website. I just wanted to get some stats, but I came across something... It's a boost thing. What is this? I think I came across. Blah, 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 blah. I ran into a farm service. Oh, it's a farm service. What do you get? Our booster will complete all the required activities to get you the Randy's throwing knife weapon. All gear, weapons, tokens, and materials acquired during the boost will be left for you. We do not use any programs or bots. All services are done by humans. Once you place your order, we will assign a professional booster that will fulfill the request. You can choose the desired class. The appear offline option allows your booster to stay offline to your friends. This service provides a 24/7 streaming option. All quest steps are included in the price. Just select your current glory. If you have any quest progression, you can contact our 24/7 customer service live chat. If you have a certain amount of glory points, you need to enter that amount in current glory. We can get additional crucible weapons on a discounted price, along with your Randy's throwing knife. I stumbled upon a service that will do it for you. What in the hell? I had no idea. I had always heard that these places exist. I just never sought them out. $150. That's ridiculous.
Not worth it, but
if
the service is out there, someone out there is willing to do it.
Tain't worth it at all. What is the firing rate? I have it up here. Hang on. God, why do I have to click this stuff? 260 rounds per minute. Yeah.
Okay, let me see.
It's good. It's good. It's good. Good gun. Anyway.
Darn knife and the Song of Justice. Okay.
You trying to do comparisons?
Yeah, I got it side by side.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Do it.
So it's got to be some perk about it. Okay, let's see. Impact is 45 on the throwing knife. Song of Justice is 67. Range is 40 on the throwing knife, and the Song of Justice is 89. See, the most important thing to me for a scout rifle is range, for me. Range and impact. And the way I play, I'm having a ball with it. But the stats on the Nameless Midnight wasn't too impressive either, but that explosive payload is what made it worth having, really, for me. So, you can't recall anything that was special about the one other than the rate of fire, really?
Wow, that Song of Justice, look at that. Goodness. That range is huge.
Yeah, like I said, I got a legendary work perk that increased it for me.
Fire's slow, though.
Yeah, but...
150 rounds a minute.
Yeah, but if you're that far away, then...
I know, yeah. No, that's a... What was that drop from?
That was a weapon you got from the faction rally.
Man.
You could get it from...
Good job on you getting that.
Yeah.
Good job on you getting that, because you can't get those anymore.
Oh, good.
Well, I say that. I don't know if they put them into the loot pool or not.
Well, no, but like I said, you could pick them up. You can remake it again from the legendary... if you got enough legendary shards and going through your history from whatnot.
So no, yeah, I get it. I get it. I don't think I have... I have Dim. I don't think I have that weapon or had it at all. I'm going to fire up Dim here and see if I do.
Yeah.
But, God, I got to authorize with Bungie. I'll deal with that later.
Yeah.
I'm really curious if I ever had that weapon, because that's big. And you did with New Monarchy, right?
Yeah, New Monarchy.
I don't think I ever went with them. I don't know. It's been a while since we've done faction rallies. Yeah. They took that stuff out. I have no idea if it's coming back. I can tell you from the stuff they talked about for the new season, it is not.
I tried to do, since I had three characters and it was like three factions, so I for each character I put like
right. Yeah,
so whoever won, I got something.
I only had two,
but I think they changed that, didn't they?
They
took it out. So I think the first time I did that with every one faction for every character that I had on my account.
Yeah. Especially because you could cheese it too.
Yeah. And the first time I did it, I got the Song of Justice the first time around. So ever since then, I couldn't get it. Can get it back from there.
I'll have to look that up. Mm-hmm. See if it's still something you can get.
Yeah.
Can you still get Song of Justice? Song of Jury Duty? No. Autofill?
Wait, I'm trying to think. What would be the reason for Song of Jury
Duty? I have no idea. I said, can you still get Song of and it's like Jury Duty? No, I don't want Jury Duty.
I'm looking this up right now. Wait a minute.
What, Song of Jury Duty?
Yeah.
All right. There's probably a parody song about being called in for jury duty.
No, there's a song called Jury Duty. The OC Supertones. There's a song called Jury Duty. Okay, yeah, that's right.
Oh, they don't have anything in here about how to obtain it. Very, very curious on it, though. Mm-hmm. I'll have to look. Have to look. Anyway, we got to take a break. Coming up on the top of the hour here, going to play... we did Halo 5, now we're jumping into Halo... Well, we did Halo 5, then Halo 1, now we're jumping into Halo 2. This is a track called Unyielding. And we will come back with more of in-game chat. We'll talk about our Black Friday stuff. I don't know, did you get anything new? Did you get some stuff?
I got some stuff for Black Friday.
Okay, we'll
talk
about... Yeah, we'll talk about what you picked up. I'll talk about my experience with it as well. That is all coming up on in-game chat. This track is called Unyielding. It is basically... Outside of the Gregorian chants that you heard for Halo 1, which is always associated with Halo, that's an alternate theme or a main theme. This is the other main theme of what you would hear in Halo. So we'll be back right after this. I think it is. I may be confusing it with Halo 3, but anyway. Nope, this is it. Welcome back to In-Game Chats. More music from Halo. This is Halo 4. The track is 117. The name of the track, actually. So, Black Friday came and went, and with it, some of us parted ways with our money. Some of us did not. RJ, I think, did on a few things and did not on a few others. Mm-hmm. Same as well with me, also. We'll start with you, RJ, on what'd you pick up? What'd you get? What's under RJ's Christmas tree?
Let's see. I got the 12-terabyte external hard drive I need for my computer.
Was that the one I pointed you in the direction of? External, right?
Yeah. External. Yeah. Much obliged for that, by the way. Picked that up. Was able to back up some things, get some peace of mind in terms of storage space for my PC and other items like that. I was able to back up my PS4 finally after years of waiting to back up my PS3. Done the same thing for my PS4. Just in case maybe I'll switch consoles and get a bigger hard drive to go in there. So I did that. I did get the Spider-Man Game of the Year.
Yeah. Did you see the console I kept posting in our chat? Mm. The PS4 Pro?
Yeah.
For like $279?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's a really great deal. And then the very next day, it was back up there, but Spider-Man Game of the Year edition was thrown in mm-hmm. with all the DLC and stuff. Still $279 for a PS4 Pro mm-hmm. with a game included. Yeah. That's better than any deal I ever saw for Black Friday.
Yeah.
As far as the consoles are concerned.
Yeah. Fortunately, I have the TV to get the full experience with that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
4K. Yeah. So, let's see. What else did I pick up? Picked up a Nier Automata Game of the Yorha edition. Did mm-hmm. that. Judgment. I picked that up as well. And let's see. I think that's pretty much it. That's the only things I really got for Black Friday sales.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just a few games, and that hard drive was the mm-hmm. main focus for me.
I picked up, understand that when I say that I've bought these things, it does not mean that I've used them or
same,
played them.
Same here.
Yeah. So, obviously, I picked up a new fridge.
Which he has to use immediately.
Yeah. That I used. That was a big chunk of the Black Friday shopping for me.
How you enjoyed it, by the way?
With the fridge?
Yes.
It's keeping my stuff cold. I mean, it's...
Good.
I'm down,
good features
of course.
And everything.
It was a mess to get into the house. Oh, it was a mess.
Yeah. Who? Just you by yourself? Or
No. The installers came out, but they had to take the doors off to get it through the door.
Took the doors off? They tried to turn it on the side? Didn't they have a hand truck to pull it in and everything like that?
No, they had these straps that go under it, and then they hook into your arms here so you can lift... And that's So,
I mean, I'm thinking a hand truck and a right. I don't make no sense. Wait, because I can think of a front door, too small for a refrigerator to come in there.
I mean, it's
turn on the side to get it low and
mm-mm,
okay.
Mm-mm.
No.
I don't know what kind of front door you've got. my front door was because. So anyway, not really to get into it, but. The doors bow out.
Okay.
There is a curve to them. So if you measure the fridge from the corner to corner,
mm-hmm.
you're not getting that extra inch of the way it bows out. Because
mm-hmm.
it kind of, it bows out. It's, you know. Then you've got a handle that's on the door as well that has mm-hmm. to come off. Because that is also making it too, that adds to the width of it as well. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it was just, they had to take the doors off. They were going to have to take the doors off anyway because I had asked for them to reverse the door opening.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted it to open from the other side, not the default side that it normally opens from. I want it to be reversed.
Hmm.
So they had to do that anyway. A lot of that is what caused the issue to getting it done, and it was annoying. So anyway, got the fridge. That's part one. Part two was, and you know what? I got to take this thing back. For whatever reason, I ordered an air fryer. I'm going to take that back. I'm not going to cook anything in that thing. So, yeah, I got to take that back.
Fries.
I know, right?
You like fries, don't you?
I do. I love fries, but I just, no, it's just not going to happen.
Buffalo wings.
It's not happening, man. It's not happening. It's not going to happen. I looked up stuff on air fryers and realized it's not that I made a bad purchase. I just made an uninformed purchase. Mm-hmm. And realized that I'm never going to use this. I saw a good deal and I went for it on something that I'm never going to use. So I'm taking it back.
Wow.
But in that, I also picked up Control.
Okay.
The game. I knew I was going to do that. The special edition metal packs. It's not a steel book. It's a metal pack. I know. That's what I found out when they delivered it to me. Oh. But I ordered it online through Best Buy. They finally dropped the price to like $30
mm-hmm.
for that edition. The regular edition, I think, was like $25 or $20 or something. I don't know. They dropped the price, and I just pounced. Mm-hmm. They delivered it to me. And by the way, I know you will jump on a steel book if you like it as well. Mm-hmm. Never order them online from Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
Never. You can order them probably online from any other retailer. Amazon, I don't have a problem with. There is a store called Zavvi, Z-A-V-V-I, mm-hmm. out of the UK, where I have picked up a couple of steelbooks. They package that stuff fantastically.
Mm-hmm.
It is wonderful the way they package those. But
yeah.
Don't ever order them for Best Buy. This thing came with a massive dent. And I mean
same here.
A massive, like, almost in a V on the
yeah,
the on Shin, the edge of
yeah,
it.
The Shenmue 3, when I picked it up, it had the free steelbook that came with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that thing had some blemishes on there, and a most noticeably a dent in the upper left
yeah.
hand corner.
Like, I'm almost fine with blemishes. This was it's seriously like something clamped down on it.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what got me back out into the. See, I ordered that online. When it finally showed up,
mm-hmm.
I was like, it's not going to do. Let me see if I can take this back. Because the website showed that the store here in town had extra copies.
Right.
I said, you know what? I'll just go up there, do a switch,
mm-hmm.
And then I'll see what else they've got. Because I was looking at some movies that were down to like $5-$10, stuff like that. So,
right.
So I came back up here on Friday
mm-hmm.
and got in there and did the trade-off thing so I could get the it was the last one they had, too.
Yes.
So I got that.
So if you're getting steelbooks from Best Buy, folks, you better go in there and see it for
yourself. Really need to get it physical. You need to pick it up yourself.
Pick it up yourself.
And even when you do that, make sure you look it over just to make sure. But I walked out of there with a bunch of movies that were like $5-$10.
Mm-hmm.
4K film. It was like, okay, this is fantastic.
That's 4K, $5?
Yes.
Goodness.
Okay. The 4K version of... a thing called Overlord, I think is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That was $7. The 4K version of the new Tomb Raider film was $9. So I was like, ooh. Okay.
Is that the one with the Vikander?
Yes.
Okay.
That yes.
One, okay.
So I was like, this is fantastic. So yeah, I picked that up. They were really, really great prices on that stuff. And then over the Black Friday, Cyber Monday, that sort of weekend, some other prices dropped on some 4Ks that I picked up as well.
Okay.
Game-related, though, I picked up Days Gone.
Okay.
That was on sale for $19 on Amazon, but they had a $3 coupon that you could clip off immediately when you bought it.
Right.
So it got down to like $16. I was
nice.
Like, sure.
Okay.
I'll do this. I picked up the... Tomb Raider, Shadow of the Tomb Raider video game, the Steelbook edition of that.
Okay.
So I bought that as well. Now that I think about it, that was also Best Buy, and I had that delivered. I need to look over that.
Check the Steelbook.
Yeah,
on
I need
one.
To look over that. I don't remember looking over it.
Mm. I think with the with what happened to your first steelbook, you checked that
right?
other one immediately.
You know, and I didn't even think to do it. I don't remember doing it. Maybe I did. Maybe I picked it up and I just looked and without even thinking was like, okay, well, it's fine.
Well, hopefully when you check it, it'll
trust
be
trust me,
it's
the control
fine.
Thing was not something you could miss. Like, the control game has a slipcase that is over it.
Right.
But once I got into that and slid it out, you could easily see, like, oh, this is horribly damaged.
Oh.
The Tomb Raider thing looks fine, but you know what? That's something I'll do. That's something I'll look up.
Yeah.
And make sure.
Well, good luck to you on that one.
Yeah, I know. What else did I get? Oh, man. Okay. Going to go into some really silly purchases. Really silly. Silly for even me and...
Worse than the air fryer?
Yeah, I would say so. Yes. Yes. So, on a specific thing, yes.
Hey, man, I mean, onion rings, fried mushrooms.
Yeah, I know. I picked up a new keyboard and mouse for the PC.
Okay.
That's totally fine. Nothing silly.
Nothing silly about that.
Nothing silly about that. It was my first mechanical keyboard.
I've been meaning to get into those.
Yeah.
How do you feel about those?
I did a lot of research. This was a number of places was listed as the best one of this year anyway.
Okay.
So, and it has adjustable keys. You can adjust. It's like they're not the typical style of mechanical keyboards.
Mm-hmm.
You can make them that way because they are adjustable.
All right.
There's a magnet in there and it does whatever, I don't know. There's a way you can set the strength of that magnet or tension, and so it can change the way it does.
Mm-hmm.
So that you either got to go full press for it to register.
So you got
to
hit it like you mean it.
Or even like, then there's just a hair of a touch.
Breathe on it and it activates.
Can activate it. So it's really, really cool in that regard. It's all, you know, illuminated and does these color effects and all this other stuff. And it's mm-hmm. really, really cool. I got a new mouse. It's a Corsair mouse. Mm-hmm. Feels really, it's my first mouse in a long time. So my first mouse and keyboard in a very long time.
Yeah.
The mouse I had been using was this old, like, turtle shell Logitech G something. I can't remember.
I'm still using Logitech.
Yeah, but it's
real
old.
Heavy.
It was real old. The keyboard that I was using was another, it was a Logitech, big fat thing with, mm-hmm. like, you know, it had the 10 keys on the side, the numerics, but it also had, like, a row of other keys, and there's somebody calling at it. I can't see the phone when I face you.
Don't worry, I'm looking.
Well, I'm glad you are,
because
I can't see the phone when I face you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Logitech that I have is this big, fat thing.
It wasn't the K35, was it?
Because
I'm using the K35 Wave. It was the first ergonomic keyboard I've had to do.
No, this is no ergonomic keyboard at all.
Okay.
No. I can't remember what it's called. I'll have to, and I don't have a picture of it. I don't have any, because I remember I was in Discord chatting with Random, and I was telling him what I had rather than sending him a text of what I had. Otherwise, I could go check that real quick, but...
Yeah.
So
we know it's not called a Logitech Big Thing, but
no, it's like a, I don't know, I'd have to look it up and see what it is, but it's old.
Yeah. My keyboard and mouse, yeah, they're both Logitech. Like I said, the K35 Wave is what I got. Wireless, which is something I'm not having to deal with as well. The mouse, it was a Logitech, I think it was a G30. It's a big mouse, but it could had extra weight you could put in there. And I like my mice heavy, so that's what I put in mine. But mice, you know, standard use and everything like that, those last a long time, man.
No, my Logitech lasted me a good while, but I was there and I picked up a keyboard and I thought, you know what? I'm real sketchy on mice. I'm really, really iffy on mice. I will be...
Well, yeah, in your case, I can see why, because I don't use mine for gaming. So, see, I'm using mine for just basic computer needs and things like that.
Gifting somebody a new mouse is one of those things where it's easy to do. It's like, oh, he plays games, I'll get him a new mouse.
Mm-hmm.
They give it to you, and you try it out, and it's like, oh, this is not good.
Yeah.
You don't like the way the wheel scrolls. Maybe it doesn't have that tactile feedback or something.
Is it smooth?
Click? Is it too smooth? Is it on? Because there's some, and I don't have it with me, wireless that I used to have when I used to bring my rig in here.
Yeah.
The wireless that had a little button where you could you'd press the button and it would come in, it would click.
So
you had another one if you press the button, it like released the tension and it just zipped.
Yeah, that's mine. Sometimes I hit the button by accident and I don't know if I'm scrolling or not because I'm like, oh, the button's down.
So couldn't stand that.
Yeah.
Couldn't stand it. But I've been gifted mice before and I really thought I would never be able to get out of this Logitech loop.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm just going to be stuck, and I hope to God this Logitech mouse never breaks because they don't manufacture these anymore.
Yeah, I think by the time I got the mouse I'm using now was gifted to me a long time ago, because the mouse I was using beforehand was still working fine.
Yeah.
So when I got my new computer built up, I switched to the new mouse.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I looked up, it's like, oh, they don't, like, the same situation.
Yeah, they don't make those anymore.
So I'm like, ugh.
They don't. So I was hoping it would never go out on me.
It's going to have to last me for years.
Yeah. So I found, you know, I went there and I just, you know, I messed around and I kind of wanted to stick the same brand, like the keyboard and the mouse be the same brand just because they probably would work together well or whatever. But the feeling of those, and I even looked it up afterwards, like best gaming mouse, and they always tell you this is more you than it is us. You know, we can tell you about features of things and we can tell you all this stuff, but a mouse is something that you're really only going to get from you.
Yeah.
If it's kind of the best
personal.
For you.
Yeah,
it's really, really subjective to the user. So, I was in there, and that one felt really good, and I thought, well, we'll try it out. If anything, I can just bring it back if I don't like it. I've got a mouse that works. If this one doesn't, I'm good. Mm-hmm. Sure enough, though, this thing has been real nice. It's a Corsair Night Sword, I think is what it's called.
Let's see. I'll look it up.
Yeah, Corsair Night Sword RGB.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Good size, fits in your hand.
Yeah, fine. Man. And in fact, when I looked up reviews, it said this mouse is good for people with larger hands. And, yeah, you know, bear claws.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really like it. Nice. I really enjoyed it. So, nice.
Contoured everything, can comfort for your hand?
Oh, yeah, easily.
Adjustable weights?
Yep, there's weights that come with it. If you go to the images screen on the thing, you'll see the weights that come with it and that sort of thing. Even better, the software that comes with this realizes that when you put weight in there, it realizes the weight that you put in.
Yeah.
And it tells you how far off your X and Y axis you are now kind of moving the mouse. You know, you're putting more on this. I didn't follow any of that stuff. I just wanted a nice, hefty mouse.
Wanted it heavy, yeah.
Yeah. So all the weights went in.
Yeah, that's what I did with mine. Every weight that was available, I put it in there.
Yeah. So here comes the silly part.
Oh.
I have not owned one of these in probably 25 years, maybe less. Not much more less than that, though.
Okay.
A mouse pad.
Hmm.
Haven't owned one of these in a long time. We have them here. We use them here on some things, you know?
Yeah.
And some things we don't use them at all, you know? I don't really mind. I have no preference whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some there, and I said, you know, I'm going all out on this. I might as well. I'm just picking a mouse pad.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at it. I was like, that's a good size. That's a pretty good size there. And then I picked another one up that had size ranges. Like, here's a small, here's your medium. That's just going to be for your mouse. Here's one that is the XXL wide, which is for the keyboard. Where the keyboard will sit on it, so will the mouse. Gives you all this room. Mm-hmm. Here's the same one, and it's illuminated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need illumination, but I bought it. I don't need my mouse pad to light up, but I bought it.
Okay.
That's the silly part. That is the silly part. Okay. I recognize that it's a silly thing. I recognize it as a stupid way to spend money, but I did it anyway.
Okay, how does this work?
How does what work?
This illuminated mouse pad.
Well, it eats up a lot of your USB ports, I can tell you that.
Oh.
Yeah. Because now your mouse pad needs to have a USB port so that it can get the function of the lights and everything else.
Okay.
The keyboard has two USB ports.
Mm-hmm.
The cord on this keyboard is thicker than that microphone cord.
Goodness.
Right there. I mean, the cord on this keyboard, it's been...
Okay, that's thicker than a quarter inch, folks.
Yeah, it's been a long time, again, since I've had old keyboard, old mouse.
Yeah, yeah.
But this keyboard, it is a thick cord on the end of it. It splits off into two further down, and then you have to plug them both into a USB 3 port.
SB 3, not 2, 3.
That's what it said. I'm sure you probably could, but that's what it said. It's got a USB pass through, so the mouse will plug into the keyboard.
Okay.
They understand that, and that had to come with my keyboard, by the way, because where my computer sits in relation to where my mouse sits, I'd have to get an extension in order to get the cord comfortably to the PC and still have freedom of movement with the mouse, you know, and not be tightening the cord or anything like that. So the keyboard had to have a USB pass through on it, which this did. Wow. The cord that goes into the back of the mic is thinner than the cord that comes out of my keyboard. So is in the one on screen. Yeah. This thing right here. This thing?
Yeah.
It's thicker than that. Let me look this up.
Huge.
Yeah. Cord. Yeah, this pictures do not do this thing justice. I'm looking at them now.
Yeah.
And the pictures on this thing do not do it justice. Although, if you want to, here's a good idea of what I've got. Except the picture that I'm going to post is the 10 keyless, And that is not what this is. Oh, where'd it go? It was a really good picture. Man. Open image in a new tab. Let's go to the phones, by the way.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on in-game chat. Who's this?
It's me again.
Oh, hey, man.
No comment on your antics about the keyboard and everything. I believe you 100% on that. I can't complain. But shipment issues you were having, what? I had ordered a couple wood products. One was like a sealer and a preserver for wood when you freshly cut wood. And I ordered a DVD set. They put all of it into one. The can of paint sealer was on its side.
Oh, God.
And one packing bubble from Amazon. Of course, you guess what happened to it.
Yeah, I think based on what you ordered from there, we can imagine exactly what happened with your order.
Oh, yeah. And that one, I called them in person because I wasn't going through the digital phone version to do it. I talked to a person and tell them, what kind of idiot just puts one packing bubble? And the box had enough room where they could have set the paint can on its side where it would not roll.
Ugh. I mean, was there some colorful language during that conversation?
I kept it as clean as I could, but I let them know that I was pretty well disgusted.
Yeah, I bet, man. It's like the grocery store bag, and like the kid who puts like the eggs on the bottom of the bag, and then all the heavy stuff on top.
I wouldn't doubt if they shipped it from Amazon.
Yeah, my goodness, man. Ugh. But yeah, that was so you heard our talk about Best Buy, but that's so me and Scott both had issues with steelbooks, damaged steelbooks when they came in.
Yeah, I gotta check that Tomb Raider when I get home.
Yeah.
Really gotta check it.
Yeah, that's what helps to have a good company that has a good return policy and customer service like Amazon and stuff, because they end up replacing it for free. And they asked if I want a replacement. I said, yeah, I want a replacement. The whole case is cracked. And they asked that I'd open it. No, I'm looking one thing. And I say, no, I don't want this. Like you and everybody else, I want my cases and all to look in pristine, if not perfect condition, yeah. If I order it brand new.
Yeah, and if you pack it right, that wouldn't be a problem. What was the damage when you put it in there anyway? I don't know.
Yeah, and most of the time here recently, just a single DVD case, they just put in a big bubble mailer and just ship it to you. So
yeah,
it's still not the best, but you know, especially for movies, order them separately, one at a time.
Yeah, split them in separate shipments.
Yep. Well, yeah. Y'all have a good afternoon yet again.
That's
I may call again if y'all trigger another memory, but
that's fine. Right ahead.
See you later, y'all.
Later, man.
See you now.
Yeah.
Remember when they did a bubble wrap instead of bubble mailers? Remember that?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen bubble wrap in a long time. They always put that big airbag in there.
Meltel says, that's a nice picture, but as you said, I have no use for a light-up mouse pad. It is massive. It is massive. It stretches the length of my area that I'm at a I kind of have a corner desk, so it's a V shape. It all comes, mm-hmm. You know, it sits in the corner of the house, so there's a desk on each corner of the of that room there because
right.
It's a V desk. Mm-hmm. And the space, the sectional parts that is part of the center where the monitor sits and my mouse is on and the keyboard sits, that section is just the right length for that size of the mouse pad to sit on.
Yeah.
It's regardless of the light up feature and that sort of thing, it did cause me to clean up my space.
Yeah.
Which I'm grateful it did that at least. It's very nice now. It's very, and in fact, I've decided to kind of change the way I do that I have the setup there now, mm-hmm. because I keep it very clean now. It's a very, mm-hmm. I keep it very, you know, I used to have like tons of business cards from when I would go on trips and stuff for video game things, trying to contact people and everything else. I organized all that and got it out of the way. Mm-hmm. I sprayed the thing down with some cleaner and wiped off the, because it had not been cleaned in a while.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It just caused me to kind of get things in. And also, I guess, again, the money spent on these things will probably get me to be better about like taking care of my stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not that I didn't. It was just upkeep and maintenance I really wouldn't do a lot of.
Yeah.
So anyway, stupid purchase on a lighted mouse pad. They have a mouse pad that is exactly that size.
Yeah.
And no lights, you know. Mm-hmm. I think it was $10 cheaper, which I think was my justification of like, it's 10 extra bucks to get it to light up. Go ahead. You know, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go for it. So
God, I think I've never heard of that. A lighted mouse pad.
It's the stupidest thing in the world. It's stupid. It's like the light up elements on a PC, man.
Yeah.
I don't take my PC. Well, I used to bring my PC here all the time.
Yeah.
But really, I don't take it anywhere. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody going to see it but me. And even then, I'm only going to see it when I walk by the room or walk into the room, because mm-hmm. my PC sits out of sight as far as me looking at the screen.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's an aesthetic feature that really means nothing except to the user.
Yeah.
You know, it's up to you on that.
Mm-hmm.
So to get fans that have lights on them or all these different... In fact, just recently I went in and I turned off all the lights that are on the video card.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at that and I was like, turn that stuff off. So I turned off the little light. There wasn't a lot. I was like, just turn it off.
Yeah.
So I did. I don't know. It was just a weird thing. It's neat and it's nice, and I can get it to sync up.
Yeah.
The keyboard does some really cool stuff with Discord.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little LCD screen on it, and when I'm in a Discord chat channel, anybody that's talking, it'll pop up the name of the person there.
Mm-hmm.
It knows their name. It interacts with Discord.
Okay.
The row of keys on the top, the 1, 2, 3, or 4, depending on who's in the Discord, that's what'll light up depending on who's talking.
Mm-hmm.
It's a neat little thing.
Yeah, nice.
It's no big deal.
There. Yeah.
If I get a notification on screen or something like that, the mouse pad will do a blink thing real quick to let me know I have a notification. Not that it needs to. I can hear that. I can, you know, it makes a noise whenever that happens. So there's a lot of things that are unnecessary. If you play, I think some of the reviews on some of the apps that kind of work with it, like CSGO and a couple of other things, it's got some great integration with that. There isn't anything Destiny related to it,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't look any of that up or to try and find out how any of that worked, so didn't really care. Love it, though. Love the mechanical keyboard. Love the mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Satisfied with that. Did I get any other games? I don't remember. And then, of course, I did that Batmobile purchase. That was a big one.
At least one of your biggest purchase.
That fridge was the biggest. Big fridge, which I'm grateful I had, because I had to get it in before Thanksgiving for the leftovers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still got leftovers in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Still whittling them down, man. It's real nice. I'll have another plate tonight when I go back home.
As long as you don't eat them on Christmas, they'll be fine.
Oh, no. No, that stuff will be gone this week. Stuff might be gone tomorrow. Most of it might be gone tomorrow.
Yeah, it will be.
Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will talk up some news. I feel like I'm completely missing something in some of the stuff I picked up over the week, but I can't think of anything. There weren't a lot of games that I wanted, you know? There weren't. Control was one of them. And, I mean, Days Gone was just kind of an impulse purchase when it dropped to like $16. It was like, hey, you know what? I'll finally pick that up. And I did.
Yeah.
But for the most part, there just was not any sort of gaming deals or any kind of gaming things that I wanted.
Yeah, the biggest thing for me was Judgment, really.
Yeah, and I hit you up on that one. Did you pick that up?
Yeah, I picked
you
up Judgment, yeah. So I got that one.
I was like, Judgment's on sale now, man. Yeah. You can go ahead and get it.
I think Judgment and Spider-Man. And,
Kingdom Hearts had dropped down, and I almost did a purchase there. I think it was down to $15, and I still passed on it. I was like, nah. I still didn't go with it. So, I'll have to check my receipts, as it were, and see what all I picked up. So, we'll be back with more of In-Game Chat in just a few. We'll hit up some of the news here that we've got, which, again, there wasn't a lot that took place. But we'll talk about it coming up. This comes from this next track comes from Halo 3 ODST, which honestly was so some memories of the Halo gaming timeline. Halo 1, the release on that was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing to experience. It was a great story. It was what is it? A time marker, I guess you could call it, where it's like, oh, here's where Halo kicked off the way things were going to be done from now on. The thing I remember most about Halo, though, and I think a lot of people can relate, is because it, for non-PC folks, it brought in the world of LAN play. your friends would come over with their Xboxes, mm-hmm. and they would bring their big CRT TVs, because mm-hmm. that's all we had at the time.
Yeah.
And everybody would make this space on the floor. Your house would be covered in wires because you could hook up 16 people,
mm-hmm.
you know? If you had, what, four Xboxes there with four players, you mm-hmm. could do a 16-player thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just something that was... I can remember walking through my house when I had a huge party there. And there's actually some listeners here who have actually were... they've called me up and said... hey, do you remember such and such, blah, blah, blah? I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even remember, but there were so many people in the house.
Yeah.
And there were TVs everywhere.
Big, heavy TVs.
Folks. We had to make sure that people couldn't see your TV, because first off, I had a giant TV. You've been to my house, I have a giant TV.
Yeah.
So anybody in that room had to be, like, we had to get them moved away or something so they couldn't see that TV.
Yeah.
So I had a TV in another room, a TV there, and these long wires going all the way around so everybody could connect.
Someone had to sit in the kitchen, right?
I think we had one in the kitchen on the kitchen table. We had to. We had to. And then we had one way in the back, room, because it was close to where my internet connection was. And so we had that connected. I mean, we had pizzas brought in. I mean, it was a really fun time. It was a really fun time. We never did it again. We only did it that one time.
Yeah.
But that's a huge memory. Mm-hmm. The next memory I have in any sort of Halo dealings is Halo 3 ODST. And that was because we grouped back up, but not in a LAN situation this time. We grouped back up in co-op online. It was me. I think Matt was in there. I think James was in there. I don't know if you were. Mm-hmm. Maybe Kevin. Maybe Jeremy. I don't remember. But, you know, had four-player co-op. And so we were able to go through the story and play. And so that's why ODST sticks out for me as well. Among all of the Halo games, and there's a lot, the Halo 1 game for the LAN parties, the Halo 3 ODST for basically doing the same thing, but without everybody crowding the house and bringing over all their equipment. So there you go. This is the finale from Halo 3 ODST. We'll be back with more in-game chat right after this. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music from Halo 3 called This Is the Hour. So far we've heard music from Halo 5, Halo 3 ODST, Halo 3, Halo 2, and Halo 1. Of course, Halo Reach is coming up next. So we're going back over our purchases. The other thing that I forgot to mention that I did purchase was the Sega Genesis Mini console. That was on sale. It was like $50.
Yep.
So that was on sale, so I picked that up as well.
Nice.
The Tomb Raider Steelbook Edition that I got for Xbox One, that came through Amazon, which is why I wasn't too worried about the purchase, the damage or anything like that.
So 9.9 times out of 10, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just to annoy Lethal Migraine, I did pick up the Volume 2 of the Destiny lore book.
Yeah.
That they've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Physical.
Yeah, physical. I already had the first volume.
Hmm. But, how many pages is that book?
I don't know. Let me see.
About as big as a Strat Guide, or it's much smaller than
that? I think it's smaller than that, but I don't know.
So
do they tell you the pages? Yeah, 168 pages.
Oh, say art book size.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good art books around, yeah. Around that size.
Volume 1 was 144.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hardcover?
It is a leather bound.
Hmm.
But yeah. Hardcover on the second one, and then this says imitation leather bound on the other one. Imitation leather.
Fake.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they've got other ones that are more expensive.
Bootleg.
I'm not looking for that, man. It's fine.
Fraudulent.
Well, there's that too. What do we have going on in the news? Stadia. By the way, I tried, Random had a friend's pass, a buddy pass for his Stadia.
Okay.
So, he gave it to me, and my first problem was, okay, how do I activate this?
Okay.
I went to their website, and, couldn't figure out a way to, like, let me download the software, or let me put in my code so I can become, you know, a user in this. I couldn't figure out how to do that.
Okay.
You have to download the app on your phone, which is weird. I have no intention of ever playing any game on my phone, but you have to download the app on your phone and go through the steps there. Once you've done that, then you can access yourself.
Has to be phone. Can't go through your PC.
Phone.
Wow.
I think maybe if you buy it directly from the website, then sure, but I wasn't doing that.
Uh-huh.
I had a buddy pass code, and I couldn't. There was nothing that I could find online on their website that said enter your code to activate or anything like that. You had to download the app to do it, and so I did, and I played some Destiny 2 on Stadia, which is its own environment, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I can't matchmake with people playing on PC. Or any of the other consoles. It's got to be other people playing Stadia, which, by the way, a match never happened. It couldn't find enough people to populate the PvP stuff, the Crucible stuff.
Right.
Because he was like, hey, we should go in there and try that just to see what it's like. I did not like the experience. Now, I'm coming from somebody who is, if I'm on console, I'm playing in whatever resolution it is on PS4. It ain't 4K, but it's close.
Mm-hmm.
And then on PC, I'm playing unlocked frame rate, 1440.
Yeah.
Clear as a bell. I mean, it just looks wonderful.
Yeah, but you got players on both formats that way. But
that's fine. It's not necessarily about the players, because, I mean, I did jump into the game just to walk around in some of the environments. And on Stadia, there was this constant, it never got clear. You know what I'm saying? It never became a crystal clear image.
Yeah.
It retained a bit of fuzziness to it.
So it's like, because it is a streaming thing.
Yeah.
It's like the stream not coming in completely clear.
Yeah.
It's like it's fuzzy for a little bit, and after a while it clears up and you get when all the...
Yeah, I know. It's like you can tell. It's like when it's like finally when you can breathe again after you've been sick. It's whoop, there it is.
Yeah.
You know, it hits you and you're like, okay, good. It could be my internet connection. I don't know. My internet connection should be okay, but also the tech isn't there yet. Well, exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be my first thing is that, you know what, I don't think it's there yet. Response time was fine, by the way.
Yeah.
It just had a haze to it. Had a thing that I just
the resolution wasn't there.
Yeah, I mean, understand. I had been grinding forever on that, so I had been used to what I'd been seeing. So I mean, looking at something that was different was. Luckily, it's a buddy pass. It's not something that I put any money into or will.
Right.
So. I just wanted to see how it was and what it looked like and that sort of thing. So, I wasn't really wasn't really too thrilled about it. And as I understand it, there's a lot of people who aren't. Battleborn shutting down in 2021. The servers are going offline.
That was good while it was here.
PlayStation 5 dev kit photo was leaked on Twitter, but it looks exactly like what we've been seeing on the mock-ups for that. We won't see anything like that. Interestingly enough, Sony has not canceled their E3 appearance for this coming year. At this point, last year, we were already aware that Sony would not be doing E3.
Mm-hmm.
They have not canceled that yet. Which they shouldn't if they're going to reveal a new console. They don't have to do it at E3. They can do their own thing. But it's unlikely that they would ever not be a part of E3 to reveal a new console. So, there was a leak of the Resident Evil 3 remake cover art. That was shown off.
Nemesis was on the cover, right?
Yeah, yeah. Destructoid, website Destructoid.com, is doing their Games of the Decade. The 11 games that defined this past decade. So I'm just going to run down these and let you know who they are. Dark Souls.
Okay.
I mean, you would probably agree.
Yeah, I like it.
I mean, it spawned its own genre.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Souls-like, you know?
Yeah.
Something that was very difficult.
Basically difficulty and
unforgiving.
Yeah. Well, yeah fair, but not unforgiving, but it's fair.
Fortnite. I would say so.
Commercial success, yeah.
Yeah. Overwatch. I would say so as well, just for that.
Success, yeah, very successful.
Pokemon Go.
It's Pokemon.
You know, for the mobile side of things, Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Walking Dead.
Mm.
I'm surprised that we have gone, that game started in this decade.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Telltale series?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Easily. Yeah. I would easily put that in there. Now, some of these that I'm not sure of, and I would need to click on to see exactly why they're in there. But Stardew Valley. I mean, maybe it's sort of ushered in a...
That's the farming sim, right?
Yeah, maybe it's sort of ushered in the farming thing or something. I don't know. Farm your farm and then farm some more. Let's see, Harvest Moon. They talk about Harvest Moon in there. Oh, in the, it's a long article about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. What was another one in there? Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Possibly.
That game...
it's hard for me to think something defined a decade when it came out, what, last year or 2 years ago?
I guess because that game moved systems, didn't it?
I mean, it did.
Yeah, that was a game that moved systems. Really.
But it's also, I guess, in the Zelda series, it is like a generational leap.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in looks, but in a lot of the mechanics and things that they brought forth with it, I guess.
Yeah.
Another one is Minecraft. Easily,
Minecraft, yeah.
Easily understandable
for
that one. Grand Theft Auto 5.
Mm.
Sure, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe the longevity of its online
I mean, there's a lot of longevity, yeah.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 14, A Realm Reborn. Not exactly sure why that's in there. Maybe the online aspect or something. I'm looking here.
MMORPG thing.
Oh, they talk about it being the do-over because this game was not necessarily a failure, but they got a second chance to make it something better, and they did, and it worked. The 2.0 version that they had to release.
So is that so? With that being said, is No Man's Sky in there as well?
See, it's not. Yeah,
it's not. Okay.
Yeah, that's something I would have considered putting in there. The last one here that I don't PT. You remember PT?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Let's see.
Released unceremoniously in 2014 as a teaser for an unnamed horror game, the playable teaser, as it would be later known, quickly became one of the most discussed gaming experiences of the year.
Well, there you go.
The
availability of it and people talking about it consistently, and I guess the teaser was perfect for whetting their appetites for whatever was coming out.
Yeah.
the biggest tease of the decade was PT.
Yeah. Then it talks about, you know, blah, 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 all this stuff. And then when you get through the whole thing, you find out it was a teaser for Silent Hills. Mm-hmm. And that Hideo Kojima and Guillermo del Toro were working on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the entire experience was simply marketing for a game, albeit a complete novella. and then, of course, everything that happened when they canceled the project. And you had systems. In fact, there it is. PT suddenly became the most sought-after game on the market, and there were folks selling PS4 systems on eBay with it installed for upwards of $1,000.
And it sold, didn't it?
I mean, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because people wanted that. People wanted a system that had that game on there.
So when you think, when you get on online, you think the price is ridiculous. Bear in mind, someone's going to pay for it. Someone's going to get it.
Yeah. PlayStation has announced that they are no longer interested in making handheld consoles. They are done in that department.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. You know, handheld consoles, I think, may be going away anyway. Switch seems to provide that sort of, it's a console and it is a portable console or whatever.
That and where mobile game is going on phones.
And then the phone aspect. Yeah, exactly. So, all right. Well, there's some stuff we didn't get to, but not really anything to worry about too much. We are closing in on the end of this episode. I don't know who will be here next week. I have no idea if Matt will join us. I don't know if it'll just be me, but we will be here next weekend with another edition of In-Game Chat, and we hope you will be too. Thanks, everybody, for joining us in the chat room and everybody listening on the stream and on the radio. We thank everybody who grabs us each week from iTunes or however you get our show for later use. We do appreciate that. Go to ingamechat.net. Join us on Twitter, Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to us on Twitch if you're watching us right now. You can also, if you're playing Destiny, we got a Discord channel. We also have a non-Destiny Discord channel as well. You can join up over there if you'd like to. But I want to thank you, everybody, so very much. I leave you here with the track called Nightfall from Halo Reach. Have a great week. We'll see you next Saturday.